that this wasn't going to stop our North Korea problem. What this is going to do is send a very strong message.
Haley speaks on NBC's Today Show. I'm Chris Barnes.
And speaking of North Korea, a new poll shows that more than 60% of Americans support sending U.S. troops in the battle if North Korea were to invade South Korea. The poll by the Chicago Council of Global Affairs found that 62% would approve deploying U.S. forces, up from 47% in 2015. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
A group of security officials at a Chinese airport discovered something very disturbing in a man's luggage, only to discover it was for a real purpose.
Not weapons, human arms. The 50-year-old man was stopped last week after a security scanning device detected the body parts. It turns out he was taking his brother's amputated arms back to the family's village. The brother had suffered a severe electrical burn requiring the amputation of his arms. It's the custom in the village for a person's whole body to be buried after they die. The man's brother had asked him to carry his arms to their home so the arms could be stored until the rest of him dies.
Another victim of the Islamic terrorist attack on New York in 9/11 has just been identified.
The New York City Medical Examiner made the ID using DNA testing and bone fragments. The victim is male, but at his family's request, his name is not being released. This is the first positive ID made since 2015, bringing the total to 1,641 victims. That means 4 out of 10 people murdered at the World Trade Center on 9/11 have still not been identified, but the effort continues. 2,753 people were killed. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
McDonald's has announced they're planning to almost double their number of Chinese restaurants. The fast food giant said today expects to increase from the current 2,500 stores in mainland China to 4,500 by the end of 2022. McDonald's says it will do that by picking up the pace of new locations. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom AmVest team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, my good friend, retired Navy Captain Joe John, will describe the very dangerous organization in our nation, CARE. Then we're going to meet the newest member of the Frontlines of Freedom team, Tom Jones. And, of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Frontlines of Freedom is proud to be a part of the Eisenhower Center after the impact team. Traumatic brain injury occurs when the brain is severely injured as a result of impact. The Eisenhower Center is the leader in helping those with TBI get their lives back. Anyone suffering from TBI can be helped. Check EisenhowerCenter.com. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor now to welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom retired Navy Captain Joe John. Joe has lived a life of service to our country seemingly forever. He's older than I am, so that's really a long time. Among other things, he runs Created Combat Veterans for Congress, an organization I totally support. So welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom, Joe.
I'm so happy to be with you, Denny.
Joe, give us our listeners a quick summary of your career in the Navy and a little bit what you did afterwards.
I graduated from the Naval Academy and became a destroyer sailor and had just about every billet, including an XO on a destroyer. And then I got recruited by the SEALs to, because I could speak Arabic, I got recruited by the SEALs to deploy in the Middle East with them. In those early days, they didn't have graduates from BUDS going up to Monterey Language School, and they didn't have anybody who could really communicate. So on my first deployment with them, I was the linguist dealing with the Arab communities that we were working in. And I did that for about 12 years. Then I retired, got recruited by the FBI and was a counterterrorist analyst for the FBI. And then I left the FBI and I run an organization now called the Combat Veterans for Congress. We've been able to interview about 450 combat veterans over the last 8 years, endorsed 112 of them, and elected 32 of them to Congress, three senators, and 29 congressmen. And this year, we've already have 31 combat veterans we're interviewing with, and hopefully by 2018, we'll endorse another new slate of combat veterans to run for Congress and elect a few more.
And, folks, that is something that Joe does that our nation desperately needs. We need combat veterans in Congress. So it's combatveteransforcongress.org?
That's correct. www.combatveteransforcongress.org. And you can go to the website and see who has endorsed us and see who has been elected on our current endorse site and our alumni site. We've got some very high-quality people who've elected to Congress and doing a great job.
And that's why I'm such a supporter of Combat Veterans for Congress. Okay, our topic today is the presence in our nation of a very, very negative organization and one that is seeking to overthrow our Constitution, as I understand it. I'm speaking of the Council for American Islamic Relations, or CARE. Joe, give us some background here.
Well, CARE was identified as an international terrorist organization and outlawed in 2014 by the United Arab Emirates. CARE was listed by the FBI as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation terrorist trial for supporting and funding terrorist groups. The Muslim Brotherhood founded CARE. They've also founded many other front groups. Muslim Brotherhood was founded in Egypt in 1928. And the Muslim Brotherhood and its front groups have been outlawed and designated as dangerous international terrorist organizations by Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Russia, And Israel, Canada, and United Kingdom are considering designating the Muslim Brotherhood and its front groups as an international terrorist organization. When you hear that, you wonder why Obama appointed thousands of members of the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and many of its front organizations into very highly sensitive positions in our government, into the CIA, the FBI, the National Security Agency, the State Department. You name it, they're there, and they're still there. Because, unfortunately, I do support the president, but he hasn't done a very good job of eliminating many of these people that Obama appointed to these very sensitive positions.
He's got to do a lot of house cleaning, that's for sure. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the danger that CARE is to our nation. These organizations are hostile to us. There's nothing, no other way to put it. They do want to overthrow our Constitution and replace it and make us a Muslim nation, right?
Yeah, some of your listeners may poo-poo what I'm saying here, but if they ever meet anybody with a Muslim Brotherhood or anybody from CARE, you ask them if they will vocally and publicly disown ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Taliban, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram. They won't do it. They will absolutely not go against any radical Islamic terrorist organization. And they have been trying to install Sharia courts in the U.S. in order to settle legal disputes under the Sharia law. Sharia is a violation of U.S. laws and the U.S. Constitution. And unfortunately, the people in Europe allowed them to establish Sharia courts in England, France, Germany, Sweden, Belgium, Italy. And now they have these enclaves of Muslims that control themselves and don't abide by the laws of those countries.
And there's no reason to think that they don't want to do the same thing here, is there?
No, they've been working, you know, of course, they worked at it over the last 8 years and had a lot of support by appointees in high positions in government. And recently they tried to integrate Sharia law and teach the Muslim religion in the city schools in San Diego. We had to file a lawsuit to stop them from doing that.
Well, Joe, as I've been seeing news, there are schools all over the place that, whether they're teaching Sharia law or not, they're teaching how to worship as a Muslim, and public schools all over the United States.
That's an initiative that Obama started when he was in office, and he used the front group, the CARE, the Muslim Brotherhood front group, to push this initiative into all these schools. And unfortunately, we fought it like hell here in San Diego, and we got them to stop doing that. But I don't know about other cities around the country.
The First Amendment of the Constitution, the Establishment Clause, makes it very clear that the United States may not have a state religion, a national religion. It doesn't speak to anything else, but certainly that has been interpreted to mean that Christianity cannot have any part of public schools, which is just plain wrong. But if you're going to interpret it that way, how can they let Islam in where they won't let Christianity into public schools? Isn't that absurd?
That's an excellent question, and the people in the communities across the nation should be looking at their school boards and preventing them from putting the indoctrination and teaching curriculum of Islam and Sharia law. It's a violation of U.S. laws and a violation of the U.S. Constitution.
And the important thing here on Frontlines of Freedom, where Military Talk Radio is, it's a violation of our Constitution. And that Constitution is what Joe and I and every other veteran took an oath to support and defend. And if they're doing something with an intention of destroying, replacing, eliminating our Constitution, that's nothing different than what the Soviet Union or the Nazis or anybody else wanted to do, is it, Joe?
No, it isn't. And, of course, you know, in the 1940s and the 1950s, the communists formed a fifth column in the United States, and it took years and years to get them out of government. Well, we have a fifth column now with the Muslim Brotherhood and their front organizations throughout our government, probably more entrenched than the Communist Party ever was. And these people are still entrenched in government. They should be removed.
There's clearly more to discuss on the subversion of our nation. Joe John's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops hit the deck, do an easy, slow 50 sit-ups, holding a 50-pound weight behind your head. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. .com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. AMVETS is the premier veteran service organization in America. Every person who has served honorably in our military, active guard, or reserves is welcome to join me as an AMVET. Find more at AMVETS.org. We're continuing our conversation with retired Navy Captain Joe John about the danger to our nation caused by the presence in our shores of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, called CARE. Joe, there's an Islamist named Linda Sasour, who regularly calls for jihad against our president. Indeed, I think she has a role in California for a while. Does that name ring a bell?
She's a mouthpiece for CARE, and she's a convicted
terrorist, and she leads the Women's March in Washington. She called for the jihad against the President of the United States and told all her followers at CARE events not to assimilate in the United States. And to assimilate would be to support the universal principles America adheres to by becoming an integral part of the republic, as immigrants have done for over 100 years. Sharia does not support universal principles America adheres to, supports women's equality, supports freedom of religion, endorses American patriotism, supports the U.S. Constitution. Its founder, Omar Ahmad, stated, "CARE must one day dominate the U.S. He also said, "The Quran, the Muslim book of scriptures, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth." These people intend to really degrade Christianity in this country, and of course Judaism as well.
It's worthy of note that if you look in the Mideast, the most dangerous kind of person to be in the Mideast is not a Jew, it's a Christian. Christians in Iraq, Syria, Iran, all those places are severely persecuted, and I mean killed, tortured, torn apart. Christian populations in those countries in the last 20 years is like 10% of what it was then. And I would presume if they're doing that in their home countries, that's what they want to do here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're doing it in Europe. They're killing Christians in Europe. You can see the attacks that are occurring. In the United States, this country has had quite a few radical Islamic terrorist attacks on its own in this country, but the press and the Obama administration covered them over. The big ones are difficult to cover over. The one in Florida, where they killed all those people, and the one in San Bernardino. And there are terrorist attacks that they have a very difficult time covering over, but there have been many in this country.
And please, folks, don't take it. I don't speak for Joe, but I think he agrees with me. We're not saying that all Muslims are like this. We're absolutely not saying that. I have Muslim friends. My Muslim friends I consider to be just like me. They're people of faith, and they're good Americans.
Well, Denny, there are 8 million Americans of Arabic descent in the United States. Half of them are Christians, and half of them are Muslims. They've integrated in the country extremely well. And they've been here for, many of them fought in World War II. There are many fine Muslims and Christians of the Arabic faith. There are more members of the Arabic origin in the United States than there are Jews in the United States. But recently, over the last 8 years, the Obama administration brought in 900,000 Muslim Middle East refugees and refused to let the FBI interviewed them to see if they had terrorist ties. They were resettled in 187 cities throughout the country over the last 8 years. And in a recent Pew Research study, they said that 20% of those Muslim refugees and their second-generation offsprings refused to assimilate into U.S. society, like millions of immigrants before them have embraced the United States over the past 100 years.
And that's scary. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the subversion of our nation with Captain Joe John. Joe, this is beyond a mess. And we the people, need to recognize what's going on in our country and take some positive action. I had one guest a while back who said, if you're not sure if a Muslim is a good American or not, just ask him if it'd be okay if your son dated his daughter. If he's okay with that, he's probably a good American. If he's not, you might want to think about it. Is that a reasonable approach?
Well, that's one of many ways you can get a sense of what they're really about. You know, over the last 8 years, many of these second-generation refugees with American passports traveled to the Middle East and Africa and trained with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They returned to this country, and when I was with the FBI, I was pushing to arrest anybody who came back to do the training in the Middle East. And you can't take the passport away from them, but you can arrest them. and you can start proceedings to take their passports away from them. But unfortunately, for 8 years, these people who went overseas and trained, returned, and reentered with no impedance at all by the Obama administration. So we've got 8 years of people who went overseas and trained with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, came back to this country, they're here. And currently the FBI has 2,000 open cases of terrorists that they consider a danger to this country. In addition to that, they've actually convicted 37 potential terrorists in this country. Like you said, we've got a real mess in this country. Those cases are in all 50 states.
Joe, take a minute now and review again how people can get in touch with you through Combat Veterans for Congress, because, folks, if there's one group I suggest that you be involved in or at least check out, it's Combat Veterans for Congress. Take a minute and do that now, please.
Yeah, Denny, they can reach us by going to our website, www.combatveteransforcongress, that's veterans plural, combatveteransforcongress.org. And there's a way to contact us on the website. They should go to the website and see who's been elected. And there are quite a few. We have a alumni organization of Combat Veterans for Congress who went on and became state lieutenant governors and state did other things other than Congress. There are a number of them that retired. They're on the alumni page. But they can see the 32 people we elected to Congress, and each one of them have their pictures in their combat gear and their bios, so they can actually see them. They're on our list, there are quite a few West Point graduates like yourself, the alumni who we endorsed. And there are quite a few people from the Air Force Academy that we endorse, and, of course, Naval Academy graduates as well. But they can contact us, and what we really want them to do is to support people we endorse to run for Congress in their individual congressional districts, and do what's right for our country. Protect our country and our U.S. Constitution.
Amen. Thank you again, Joe, for taking time to join us today. And thank you for your service to our nation in uniform, but especially what you're doing now. Thank you, bro. Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll meet Frontlines of Freedom's newest team member, Tom Jones. Then we'll open the weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups, all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow, then take a break and do 20 more. And stand at ease, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service back into the workforce. In fact, we were recently named as a certified veteran-friendly employer, emphasizing our commitment to hire, train, and retain those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Nash and begin your civilian career with us.
Learn more at spartannash.com/careers.
If you're a veteran looking to file for your service-connected benefits through the Department of Veterans Affairs, AMVET's highly trained service officers stand ready to walk you through the process at VA regional offices around the country. AMVET's can offer you the advice you need to finally receive all your earned benefits. In 2009 alone, AMVETS helped process more than 65,000 claims and appeals, securing more than $410 million in benefits. To find your nearest AMVET service officer or to learn more, visit AMVETS.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A new report is stating North Korea now has a miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit inside missiles. The Washington Post says the study by the Defense Intelligence Agency finds the rogue nation now has 60 nuclear weapons. The study concludes North Korea is moving much faster than experts predicted in developing their long-range missile that could strike the U.S. Meanwhile, on the Today Show, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley was talking about North Korea and President Trump. She said the president's leaving his options open.
What he has said is all options are on the table, and the discussions that we've had is we'll do whatever it takes in order to counter North Korea.
People looking for a job in the month of June were more likely to find it. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says job openings were up in June compared to May. There were 6.2 million job openings on the last business day of June. On the last day of May, there were only 5.7 million openings. Get more news at usaradio.com.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom, troops. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so that they can take some steps to help honor them. Go to honorandremember.org. Now it's a pleasure to introduce to you a new contributor to Frontlines of Freedom. No one on our current team has been involved in the current war in the Mideast. Well, Tom Jones has. Further, he's recovered from his injuries and is helping others recover from theirs. Welcome to the show as a guest and to the team, Tom.
Hey, Denny. I couldn't thank you enough, man. It's great to be a part of the team.
You know I'm going to ask this. Have you ever been kidded about your name?
Oh, yeah. I've been asked to sing a song since early on in grade school, but you know, my dad's a Tom Jones as well. It's a Jones thing, family name.
Okay. By the way, do you have a good voice?
Yeah, if the price is right.
I hear you. Tom, give us some background about your time in the service.
Well, I was very fortunate. You know, I enlisted at a time when the nation was in distress, and I was, you know, young. I was 21 at the time, and when the towers went down, and that was the turning point. You know, I quit the job I was at that day and went and enlisted in the Army. I was fortunate enough to be assigned to the 101st Airborne Division out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah. Well, but it was, you know, it was, we went for the initial invasion. I was field artillery, and I was around, a bunch of guys and girls that I was confident going on to the battlefield with.
How long did you serve?
I was right around 4 years.
Okay. When you got out, what'd you do?
I stayed in Tennessee there for a while. Because if you remember in 2007, 2008, the economy wasn't so great, the housing market and this and that. So, you know, I started looking at my options and getting into exploring my educational benefits. But, you know, the reintegration was tough because, you know, in 06 on our second deployment, I was hit with two 120 millimeter mortar rounds about 2 foot from the door, the Humvee door, and I was driving and knocked out and, you know, I just remember coming to and checking for my arms and legs and letting out that rebel yell that they didn't get us, you know. So I thought I was good, but, you know, some of the cognition and, you know, I was getting vertigo real bad. So then I went to the VA hospital and, you know, started that whole advocating process, you know, more or less for myself and trying to get to the bottom of it. And, you know, I did with some help.
I know you now, and I know you are basically squared away. What was the turning point, or was there one?
Yeah, I mean, it was, it happens, it's similar with a lot of folks coming back is, you know, during your training, you're fit to fight, you know, you're the baddest version of you you've ever seen in your life. And then you're faced with, you know, a disability. And it's hard to recognize that person before, but, you know, sometimes it takes people a long time to let that go, and they still think they're, you know, there's a saying, drink water and drive on. You know, it's, we won't complain. You don't hear people complain about it, but, you know, my breaking point was just me knowing myself and losing a part of me that, I didn't want to lose. So, you know, as I fought to get what I could back, and, you know, with every disability, you lose something, but you gain a lot too. So I had a lot of growth. You know, I reached out to the Eisenhower Center out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and just threw myself to the professionals, and they helped me sort everything from, you know, getting prism eye lenses for the vertigo and going to the Center for Neurological Studies, do, you know, brain mapping and basically, you know, lumosity on steroids for a while to see what was firing and what could I could improve on.
This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're meeting the newest member of the Frontlines of Freedom team, Tom Jones. So you went through that, and the Eisenhower Center was a big help for you.
Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
What?
Well, and then I started to, you know, I was working for Coca-Cola at the time, and I felt like I was born into this world to do something other than chase imaginary numbers with a net for somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So an opportunity came up. They wanted a project coordinator for a new outfit that the DNR and the Eisenhower Center and a bunch of other affiliates were looking to build. And it's, it was Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors. And, you know, I went in there and just let my passion show, I guess. And, you know, I was lucky enough. They hired me, and we've ran with it. You know, we built it for 3 years off of coffee and a handshake. And now we're a not-for-profit. But what we're doing is getting people reintegrated with those same health challenges or any kind of disability. From, you know, it's everyone we fought for and fought with that are coming out. So it's not a exclusive membership club or anything like that. It's all free, and we're breaking down barriers so that people can recognize as a outdoorsman or woman again. A lot of the amenities we have, Action Track wheelchairs. So, you know, we've got them to over 25 veterans through different programs for free, you know, dropped off at their house. And this is what it's all about, you know, getting people back into the outdoors to get, you know, where the real therapy takes place. Those early mornings with the sun coming up and those chickadees singing in the tree line behind you.
Is this operation just for veterans, or is it for anybody with this kind of challenge?
Yeah, it's for anybody, Denny. I mean, they gave a Screaming Eagle the keys. So this is, like I told you, it's for everyone we fought with and fought for. So that's everybody. You know, we didn't. It's all volunteer army. You know, we knew who we were going up against, and this was for, you know, to do good for people.
So folks, regardless of their status of being able to walk or whatever, if they have some disabilities, that's no big deal. If they want to be outdoors, they want to do some hunting, and I guess they can hunt with a camera if they don't want to use a rifle. Or a bow.
And
or
we
whatever.
Do photography outings, and we do fishing and geocaching and just the rec therapist to bring vets out from the VA, and we just go for cruises around the state land in those track chairs. So, you know, just proof that it doesn't matter, Korean War veteran or Afghanistan, you know, recently returning vet, it's there's some commonalities with, you know, just a look in the eye. And if you've seen the worst that man has to offer, that cup of coffee is a little sweeter.
So it's a combination of fellowship, people who understand, getting outside, doing the outside kind of things that many people just love and love to do, and if they're at all handicapped, maybe without some help, can't do. And that seems to be working, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the strongest community I've ever been a part of. And it's, you know, building, you know, getting people to identify as an outdoorsman and woman again. It's, you know, they're beating me to the gate every morning for coffee now. You know, we have double amputees from Vietnam or people with cerebral palsy and MS and, you know, even depression. You know, we're breaking barriers today to build for a better tomorrow for a lot of these folks.
Amen, brother. Now, I know that you are an employee of the Eisenhower Center, but you don't just work for them. What you're doing, you've already explained, meets everybody's needs everywhere. I guess that's because the Eisenhower Center just wants to help people, and you just want to help people, and that's a good team, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no other motives than to do good by people. You know, you don't. The Eisenhower Center is the best organization no one's ever heard of because their only mission is, you know, the president over there, John Cornack, he's not looking for any kind of notoriety or, you know, it's if I go to him and say, hey, John, you know, I got someone that's, you know, wanting to do this and that, his answer is always, well, why haven't you done it yet? You know, he just wants to do good by people. And I'm very lucky because it's I'm in the same boat. You know, this is, like I said, I found my mission again. And we're helping people all over the place. And it feels good to go, you know, as the president of a nonprofit to say, the Eisenhower Center pays my salary. So every dime that's donated into my OFO goes right to the mission, right to the cause of helping break down these barriers.
Tom, we're about out of time. How can people contact you and or contribute?
Well, people can, you know, you do a Google search of Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors, and my name will come up with my cell phone number on it. So,
folks, Tom is a contributor to the show. He will be on the show about once a month covering whatever topics he wants to, not just healing veterans. He'll be contributing in a lot of different ways. Tom, thank you for your service to our nation, and welcome aboard the Frontlines of Freedom team.
All right. Thanks a lot, Colonel.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for a weekly mailbag, then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. 100 pounds should do it. Then do a couple of dozen bench presses. Let's build those biceps and triceps. Then stand at ease. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
HCRDB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillen. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, if you want to learn more about the wonderful things that the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact does for our troops and others with traumatic brain injury, maybe someone you know, check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at Danny@FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's first?
Tim from Texas liked the interview with the AMVETS guy who does 22 push-ups every day to focus on veteran suicides. Tim also noticed that you say you do 103 push-ups every day. Do you really? And if so, why?
Skip, you are a bad influence on our listeners. Tim, I have done push-ups daily for as long as I can remember. For some reason, about 10 years ago, I decided to increase the number from whatever it was to 100, and I did. And in my unit in the 101st Airborne Division, when one finished one's push-ups, you added one more for airborne, one more for ranger, and the final one for infantry. That's 103, and I really do 103 push-ups 5 days a week.
Shirley was impressed with a presentation by one of your guests on Sharia law. His explanation cleared up a number of questions she had. She thanks you for having him on the show.
Shirley, yes, radical Islam, which specifically wants to enforce Sharia law in our nation, is a real danger to our freedom and our rights as Americans. Such people must be resisted at every point in every possible way. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about when I was stationed in Germany in the mid-1970s during the Cold War. I was the executive officer, or second in command, of a mechanized rifle battalion. We were stationed at Cook Barracks in the town of Gerpingen, Germany. The battalion had nearly 200 vehicles, tracked and wheeled, in our motor pool. While we had a fence around the motor pool, security was a real issue. The fence had no lights along it, so after dark, the sentries we posted around the motor pool really couldn't see much that was very far from them. Vietnam was just over, and the military and its budget were being cut. Try as I might, I couldn't get the money approved to get some lights installed around our motor pool. But, you know, perseverance pays off. And finally, I got the money for the lights. It took a while to get them installed, but the time came, and very good lights they were, too. Problem over? Nope. Now I had to get the extra money to pay for the extra electricity they would use, as they'd be on all night, every night. I never saw that coming, and I never got that money. For the rest of my 3-year tour, we had great lights around our motor pool, and they were never turned on.
Colonel, right about that time, that would have been about in the Jimmy Carter years. Remember, he always wanted us to save energy, to dial down and turn off the lights?
Well, no, you can't turn off something that's never been on.
Well, the heck with security. It's secondary.
Okay, now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 10 August 1949, President Harry Truman signed the National Security Bill, which established the Department of Defense. As the Cold War heated up, the Department of Defense became the cornerstone of America's military effort to contain the expansion of communism. In 1947, the National Security Act established a cabinet-level position of Secretary of Defense, which oversaw a rather unwieldy umbrella military defense agency known as a National Military Establishment. The growing complexity of the Cold War, a war in which the mishandled application of military force could lead to a world war of cataclysmic proportions, convinced U.S. officials that the 1947 Act needed to be revised. In 1949, the National Security Bill streamlined the defense agencies of our government. Finally, the bill provided for the Office of Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in an effort to bring to an end the inter-service bickering that had characterized the Joint Chiefs in recent years. The National Security Bill of 1949 was the result of the realization that more coordination and efficiency were needed for America's military defense bureaucracy, which had experienced tremendous growth during and after World War II. The Cold War was a new and dangerous kind of war for America, and this reorganization was recognition of the need for a new approach to U.S. defense.
Well, we certainly did have to get organized there, And I guess the organization produced what we now call the Puzzle Palace?
Well, yeah. And this thing about bickering between inter-service rivalry, that's a myth, isn't it?
Jarhead, get down. Okay, guilty as charged. And on 7 August 1964, Congress overwhelmingly approved the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, giving President Lyndon Johnson nearly unlimited powers to oppose communist aggression in Southeast Asia. The resolution marked the beginning of an expanded military role for the U.S. in the Cold War battlefields of Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia.
Yeah, the USS Maddox, I did some research on that, and they were attacked by three torpedo boats, fired on by torpedoes and machine gun fire, and they returned fires. It was a regular sea battle. It was a pretty big deal.
It was, but there are those who say that didn't really happen. And
the first conspiracy theory?
There we go. Anyway, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have got to go to Vietnam.
Well, there you go.
And that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America Report time.
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, burglars might not be the brightest people in the world, but one in Alabama was smart enough to recognize the sound of a gun being cocked, after which he knew enough to give up and let the homeowner hold him at gunpoint till the police arrived. The family had been sleeping when the sound of breaking glass woke up the parents. While the mom called 911, the father grabbed a handgun and went into the living room, where he saw someone hiding behind the sofa. The armed citizen cocked his gun, the intruder raised his hands, and asked the man not to shoot.
Just like on the movies, right, Colonel?
Yeah.
I just love it when burglars are so polite. The way I see it, there are basically two types of criminals. Your ordinary, common, garden variety type comprise a vast majority of bad guys. These guys really don't want to hurt you. Of course, they will if given the opportunity or the reason, but for the most part, they just want to quietly go about their job of stealing your television, taking your car, or demanding your wallet. For them, it's just a job, a way to get drug money, to buy all the things they want, and without having to actually exert themselves and break a sweat. The common criminal, for the most part, is a coward, like this burglar in a story. At the first hint of danger, his arms went up and he was pleading for his life. These guys are easy to handle. Many times you don't even have to shoot them. Just show them the gun and they fall right into formation. Unfortunately, there is a growing number of criminals who are not willing to go quietly off to jail, and these are the ones you need to worry about. Don't automatically assume the bad guy will surrender and comply. Be physically and mentally prepared to use deadly force if you have to. Physically prepared means you have the right tools, a flashlight, a firearm, and proper ammo. But mentally prepared is just as important. You must be psychologically prepared and capable of taking another human life in order to save yourself and the ones you love. In the military, we call this warrior mindset, and it doesn't always come easy to civilians. Let's face it, most people aren't born warriors. They are made over time through formal training and life experience. That brings us to the second type of criminal. This person is determined, either through mental incapacity, drug use, or just plain evil. This man will smile at you when you point the gun in his face, and he will kill you and your family. He will be harder to stop since he's so determined and not really in his right mind. You will have to stop this man either with your firearm or another weapon. As always, make sure you know the laws of deadly force in your jurisdiction. If you're not sure about the law, consult a competent and properly licensed attorney in your area. You can also go to usacarry.com and just click on the state in which you live.
Skip, that makes sense. We got to be ready. Our book giveaway this week is Sally Mott Freeman's The Jersey Brothers, a missing naval officer in the Pacific and his family's quest to bring him home. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put The Jersey Brothers in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, co-host Roland Ashby will be on duty behind the 50-caliber microphone while I'm on a family vacation. You'll discuss the trip Roland and I just made to the world's largest air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We saw some truly amazing things there. Our football co-host Quentin Roberts and I will spend a few minutes kicking off Service Academy football season. We'll give you some expectation of what you'll see when the games begin on September 1st. Troops, if you or a friend you know needs help finding a job, there's real help available. Go to the AMVETS Career Center. Find it at amvets.org.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends had guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A new report is stating North Korea now has a miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit inside missiles. The Washington Post says the study by the Defense Intelligence Agency finds the rogue nation now has 60 nuclear weapons. The study concludes North Korea is moving much faster than experts predicted in developing their long-range missile that could strike the U.S. Meanwhile, on the Today Show, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley was talking about North Korea and President Trump. She said the president's leaving his options open.
What he has said is all options are on the table, and the discussions that we've had is we'll do whatever it takes in order to counter North Korea.
People looking for a job in the month of June were more likely to find it. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says job openings were up in June compared to May. There were 6.2 million job openings on the last business day of June. On the last day of May, there were only 5.7 million openings. Get more news at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary.
physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
One of the things that we're seeing is that the fires are burning in a really unprecedented fashion. It's to the point where explosive fire growth is the new normal this year.
A spokesman for Cal Fire describing the wildfires that are decimating Southern California. The biggest fire, burning over 47 square miles, over 100,000 people statewide have been forced to evacuate their homes. Fire officials say tens of thousands of buildings have been burned. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence taking aim at Hillary Clinton and her close connections to Wall Street.
She said, "We're going after the super wealthy. We're going after corporations. We're going after Wall Street."